The church in Olot sends you greetings, so they told me, as you go there, please send them greetings. But they gave me greetings in Spanish, so I'm going to give it in Spanish, the greetings, okay? La iglesia en Olot os envía mucho cariño, mucho saludo a todos vosotros, y espera que el Señor os bendiga mucho. Okay, that's the greetings in Spanish, okay? So it's like saying, please give greetings to them, and said, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and they are praying for you too. It's not only that you pray for us, but they are also praying for you, that the Lord will bless you and keep you strong in these days that we are living. I would like to share with you this morning a very simple passage in the scripture in the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalm 37. I'm sure you have read many, many times this passage, and I'm going just to share with you something that has been a blessing to my life. And even as we are entering in this missionary conference, I think it would be good just to consider this passage for the benefit of our souls. I think you will agree with me that we are living in a very difficult times, very difficult times. You turn the TV and it seems that everything is just a chaos. There is darkness upon darkness everywhere. And there is the apostasy going on. The spirit of the age, it's filling all the compartments of life. And you can tend to be discouraged as you are walking in your daily life. And it seems that the future is, it's getting dark every time, and it can have some reaction in your spirit. But we must remember always that as the world is filling up with the spirit of the age, we Christians must be filled with the spirit of the Lord in our lives, so that the world will not affect our walk with the Lord. In the book of Romans, do you remember, that says that be not conformed to the world. So it's like saying the system of the world must not be upon you. You must be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So as we are living in this world, we are seeing that the spirit of the age is everywhere. And it can really make a bad impression on us. But we must remember always that the Lord is ruling history. And the Bible says that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he holds history. So we must not be afraid. He promised that he will be with us to the very end. He has promised that. So when we see the world, we can see the world in two different ways. We can see the world in darkness, or we can see as the Lord looks to the world. But God loved the world that gave his begotten Son. There were two men in a jail one time, looking through the same window. One saw bars and the other saw stars. Two different ways of seeing through the same. You can look to the world and say, oh, bars. Or you can look to the world and look at it with hope and saying, the gospel is the power that can bring the stars. So in Psalm 37, we will see something similar. David, he was living in a very difficult time in his life. You remember him. He was all the time in trouble. But he relied always in the Lord. And although he was a king without a kingdom, he was resting in the Lord and say, I know that God has a purpose in my life and he ruleth my life and I can trust in him. Look at in chapter 37 what he's saying. It's saying, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. is like saying, do not be upset. Do not get angry. Do not get angry with the situations around you. As you are looking to the world, do not get mad with the world. Because we are living in a very complicated times. And we must, in some ways, come to the place of simplicity. My wife, she has sung that song that says, life becomes more simple when I am close to thee. There is not greater pleasure than to know the Lord. And when the Lord is with us, all the complexities of life are there, but he makes things simple. And I think that as we are entering into the missionary conference, there is a door open, and we must pray for that the Lord will open, but we must hear how he knocks to the door, to open the door. And explain it to the, in this story. There was a man from the jungle who came to Barcelona City. He was invited to come to Barcelona City. So they were walking down the streets in a very busy place, who is called La Rambla. So the men in the jungle and the men in Barcelona walking down the streets, very busy street, thousands of people there. In fact, it's more busy than New York, some places. And it's really packed with people, a lot of noise, cars, police, people, and the men in the jungle said to the men in Barcelona, I hear a cricket. Say, are you hearing a cricket? Yes, I hear a cricket. And the men in Barcelona said, it's impossible. There are thousands of people. There is a lot of noise. There is this complexity of noises everywhere, and you are telling me that you are hearing a cricket? Yes. So finally, the men in the jungle, as they were walking, they stopped, and behind a tree, the men in the jungle were there and just took a cricket. They said, look at the cricket. And the men in Barcelona say, wow, that's really impressive. How do you do that? They said, do you have some coins in your pocket? Yes. And gave it a lot of coins. The men in Barcelona gave the coins to the men in the jungle. And the men in the jungle said, look, throw the coins up. And when the coins fall down, everybody in the streets wear. And the men in the jungle said to the men in Barcelona, everyone is listening what they want. In the middle of many voices, in the middle of the chaos we are living, still we must listen with our hearts, the soft voice of the Lord who is speaking to us in a very simple way, because everyone is listening what they want. And I believe, as you believe, that the Lord is still speaking to us, and he does through his word. And in this verse we are seeing, David says, do not get mad with the world. Do not get angry. Do not get inflamed with indignation for what you are seeing. Look to in a different way. But how are we going to, what are we going to do? Verse 3, it tells us the first thing. I'm going to see, to make four little points that it will help us. In verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord. So simple. So simple. Nothing complicated. Just nothing complicated. I'm so glad that the Bible speaks to us in a very simple way. What are we going to do? As the world is getting so bad, so difficult, what are we going to do as the Lord is opening doors to us? The only thing we can do is just to trust in the Lord. Very simple. My wife and I, we are going to stay here 3 months in the States. And in the month of November, we will go back to Spain. But we are going to go to Olot, the place we are living for 24 years, and we are going to move to another place. There is an open door to go to another city and start another ministry. after 24 years living in the same place, ministering to our people, what are we going to do? Just trust in the Lord. We cannot do any other thing. This has been the theme. You need to trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, who his confidence is in the Lord, trusting in the Lord. I remember one time when we were visiting the States, my wife and I and our two daughters, they were little, I think it was 8 and 6, we went to Gettysburg, and we went to the little round top, and our oldest daughter, she climbed to the top of one of the rocks, and I told my daughter, jump, and she really did. She just, I thought she was not going to do it, but she just went flying, and I was standing there, and I catch her. We were with one friends, and they took a picture of that. After 1 week, they developed the picture, and the back of the picture, in the front, my daughter was flying, and I was with my hands like that, really. And in the back of the picture says, this is faith. What is trusting in the Lord? Trusting in the Lord is what the Bible says. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Do not get angry with the world. Trust in the Lord as he knocks for open doors of ministry. What are we going to do? What we have done yesterday, the things that we are going doing today, and the things that we are going to do tomorrow. Trusting in the Lord. And very simple thing, but very difficult. Just very difficult thing. It's difficult for us to give our lives to the Lord. I remember one time in our church, there was a little boy sitting in the first pew, and I said, Samuel, I would like to give you $50. And he said, are you? Yes. But I'm only, will ask you one thing to do. Will you be so kind to do that thing for me? He said, yes. It's okay. You have the $50. That's yours. And he was very happy with those $50. And he told me, what do you want for me to do? And in a very kind and painful way, I told him, give me the $50 back. And he did it. And he said, what do you want to teach me with that? I said, Samuel, the Lord has given us one life, and the only thing he requests for us is to give our lives back to him. We are not going to give to the Lord something that he has not given us first. So he's saying, I'm your father. My everlasting arms are here. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart. And everything is going to be all right. In the complex of this world, we must look to the Lord and to see what he has ahead for us. Trust in the Lord. You in America, now with the new elections that you have ahead. We don't have a government for 6 months in Spain. What are we going to do? Trust in the politics and all, you know. We will lift our eyes to the Lord and say, from him comes our help. He's our defender, he's our shield, he's our father. He is with us, and we will trust in the Lord for whatever thing will happen in life, in sickness, in riches, in dark times, in bright times. When I am young, when I am getting old, just look to the Lord and say, I listen a voice. I'm listening a voice. He speaks to me very, very, very kindly, and I can trust in the Lord. Has been proof that we can trust in him. When we trust in the Lord, it comes verse 4. It says, when we trust in the Lord, it comes this wonderful verse, delight thyself also in the Lord. Everything just goes in the Lord, in the Lord. You trust in the Lord, you delight in the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful thing to delight in the Lord. We like food. We like, but I don't like the high cuisine. I just don't like it. In Spain, we have one of the best cooker in the world. It's called Ferran Adrián. We have very good restaurants. But when they serve you those little plates with those fancy things, you just want to go home and have a good mashed potatoes steak, good thing, and really delight of a good meal. Oh, with the Lord, in some ways, it's the same. You trust in the Lord and you delight in what he has put in the table. You can really say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leadeth me. And everything he is bringing to my life is just a delight. Even the trials. You can change it and make it a joyful time. Because you can see the love of God working there. And it's a delight. Open in the morning, you just open the windows, get the fresh air, read the Bible, feel the Holy Spirit, how is you drawing to the cross, and look to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to delight. There is nothing in the world. The world is, we're just passing by. And there is a delight. As we are speaking, we are listening to the Lord. When we do that, it comes verse 5. You trust in the Lord, you delight thyself in the Lord, and you commit thy way unto the Lord. What a wonderful thing. I am delighted in the Lord, and now I commit my ways unto the Lord. In our church in Spain, we had a good friend of us. He loved the Lord, but he needs to know everything. If we are driving from Olot to Barcelona, he needed to know the time of departure, the time of arrival, where are we going to park, where are we going to eat, how much is going to, he needed to, everything. And in some ways, that's good. It's very good, especially if you come with me. You need to know. It's good. But I don't know sometimes if we are willing fully do that with the Lord. Lord, this is my life, and I commit my ways unto you. Lead me wherever, to the place that you want. It's amazing the doors that the Lord is opening on us. And he's saying, enter. There is a new opportunity of ministry. Is a new opportunity of show the love of God, to preach the gospel, to go to the brokenhearted, to go to those that are bound in sin, to be a light in the darkness place. Just commit thy ways unto the Lord, and everything is going to be wonderful. I really like when I am driving, when we were driving here in the States and our two daughters were back in the seat and they were having a good sleep time. It was like, and I was doing the driving and they were just resting. Why? Because look at what it's saying in verse 7 by the end of the message. Rest in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, when you delight in the Lord, when you commit thy ways unto the Lord, certainly you can rest in the Lord. Rest. In our Spanish Bible, we have that word rest, be silent. And be silent in this world is very difficult. You get with people and there's a lot of talking. Sometimes you meet somebody that talks a lot, and for 20 minutes you are trying to get a gap to say hello. And you know, it's like, there is a lot of talking, but at the same time is we want that in our Christian life. We want just to be silent and to rest in the Lord. And to know that everything is going to be okay. In the middle of a situation, David was saying, look at what is ahead of us, but do not get angry. We must trust in the Lord all our lives, with all our strength, with all our might, with all our love. We are going to say, yes, Lord, this is my life, and I am delighted of what has the blessings of the cross has brought to my life. So I can just commit my ways unto you. Is there any other door, Lord, open that I can go in and be a blessing? I just want to be silent. I just want to hear your voice. In the middle of many voices and sounds, I hear a cricket. I'm listening, Lord. Speak to me. You see, many times in the Bible says that, Lord, speak, thy servant heareth. I just want to hear your voice very tenderly, very quiet. In this complex world, Lord, help me to make a simple life. Because life becomes more simple when I am close to thee. It's more pleasure when it's to know you and worship you. I think that we are living in that time, that it will be very good for us Christians just to get everything back and say, how can I make my life more simple, Lord? And it is David saying through the Holy Spirit, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Have a good time with the Lord. And commit thy way unto the Lord. And be silent. Sometimes in our church I practice that. I go there early, maybe, and I go to the first pew and just get quiet. Just get quiet for a time. Just be silent. Just be silent. There is so much blessings. Because when you are silent, you can hear knocking at the door. And there is a door open to speak. Because what we know about our secret life, it can be effective in the public life. And I need to know the Lord in that place so I can be effective outside when I will cross the door. There is an open door of a great opportunity to tell people that life is more simple. You need to trust in the Lord and delight in Him and commit your life to the Lord and just be silent. So, and rest. That is our God. He's telling that many times to the people of Israel. Just be still and let the world see that I am God and that I sustain history and I do whatever I like it for my glory. May the Lord bless us as we are having in front of us a door of great opportunity to tell the people that in Christ there is hope and there is eternal life because He is a loving God and we are His people. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong in these last days. Thank you.